Hi, it's Melissa Moore, and welcome to Mile High Magazine. Looking forward to today's conversation with John Burtness. He's the Vice President of Development for the Ronald McDonald Houses of Denver. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Well,
good to be with you.
Good to have you here with us. Well, I know the Cozy 101.1 Radiothon is coming up here on the 30th, and being a part of that, you guys have always been one of my favorite organizations to work with because I love the work that you do. But for many people, and they're not familiar with the Ronald McDonald Houses and the fact that we have two of them here in Denver. Explain what you all do.
Sure. Well, we actually have been around for a while. We got started back in 1979, and ever since we've been offering a home away from home for families who come to Denver to get medical care for their children. Today, we, as you mentioned, we have two houses, one in central Denver and one out in Aurora near the Anschutz Medical Campus. And between the two houses, we have 118 bedrooms. So up to 118 families can stay with us every night of the week. We typically serve somewhere between 2,000 and 3,000 families every year, and we don't charge any of them at all for their stay with us. About 40% of our families are from Colorado, outstate Colorado, outside the metro Denver area. In fact, last year we think we served 55 of the 50-some, 59 or whatever, however many counties are in Colorado. We serve 55 of those counties. 20% of our families come from Wyoming, and another 20% come from Montana and New Mexico. So we're largely serving the Rocky Mountain West, but we also serve families from 45 other states and several foreign countries on an average year. In addition to the two houses, we also have a family room at Rocky Mountain Hospital for Children at Presbyterian St. Luke's Medical Center, and that family room is available for any family from anywhere who has a child being treated at that hospital. So we serve those families kind of a daytime type, daytime and evening lounge near the NICU at Rocky Mountain Hospital.
Oh, okay. And that way the families can just, when they need a break, even if they're not staying all night, come over there and just kind of chill out.
Yeah, and we have toys for the kids and snacks and, resting areas and just a place to kind of unwind when you need some time.
Well, explain for folks how families find out and are able to stay at the Ronald McDonald Houses here in Denver. How does that whole process work? What does it look like?
Well, actually, the families all, even if they're coming in for an emergency or if they're coming in for a scheduled appointment, they typically are being processed and, scheduled by staff at the local hospitals. So we principally work, our largest hospital partners is Children's Hospital of Colorado, and the second largest is Rocky Mountain Hospital at PSL, and University Health is University Hospitals, number three. So those three main hospitals, bring a lot of families to Denver, including pregnant moms who are going to deliver babies. But and when you schedule your time to come to one of those hospitals, the social worker and patient navigator will find out about your situation and what kind of housing you may need if family members are coming along, and they actually refer those families to us. So all of our families come through our partner hospitals. We work with several other smaller hospitals as well. So families hear about us really through the hospitals, and we take it from there.
And you have folks that come and stay with you just a few nights, and then it can go on much longer. Is that right?
Yep. We have some rooms available for what we call short-term nights, 1 to 3 nights, but the majority of our families, I think our average in the Denver house is probably around 2.5 to 3 weeks, and the average at the Aurora house is actually 2 to 3 months. Mm. We do have families at each house who are sometimes here for 6, 12, even well over a year sometimes. It's unusual, but we do have, I think we have a family in Aurora right now that's been here for about a year and a half. So situations happen where children are so ill that the families are with us for quite an extended period. But on average, it's several weeks to a couple months. The majority of families are in that time frame.
Well, I think a lot of parents are listening to that right now and putting themselves in that position going, oh my gosh, to be away from home for that long and yet have a home away from home, which is the Ronald McDonald Houses of Denver. Tell me about one of the families that you've met and what their story looked like.
Yeah, well, maybe one of the most, can I tell you two quick stories?
Yeah, please, please.
One is a mom from Colorado Springs I ran into one day at the Aurora House, and she had the cutest little daughter named Emma sleeping soundly in the stroller as she was actually getting ready to go home and take Emma home. And I couldn't resist because Emma was so cute. And so I asked mom her story. Emma at that point was about 114 days old because mom had been staying with us for 114 days. But Emma was born at 26 weeks.
Oh,
and around the end of June, Emma only weighed 1 pound, 13 ounces at birth. And when mom was taking Emma home this day, she was 8 pounds, 6.4 ounces, which mom probably told me three times. She's 8 pounds, 6.4 ounces, because that was such a big deal that this tiny preemie at 1 pound had grown into an 8 pound baby and was getting to go home at 114 days. And she was just the cutest little kind of pudgy face infant. With, she had oxygen on, but other than the oxygen, there was, she looked perfectly normal and healthy, but she was, she'd grown from 1 pound to an 8 pound baby in those 114 days. Just an incredible story. And now they're home in Colorado Springs. My other favorite story is a young guy named Tommy, who's from Kansas. He's about, I think he was 17 when he arrived. He's a wrestler, and he was at a state high school wrestling tournament in Kansas. He got nauseated. His mom decided he must be dehydrated, so she stopped and got him some Gatorade. He drank the Gatorade, still felt bad. She took him to an urgent care facility. They immediately said, you need to go to the ER. He went to the ER. He was on a helicopter within hours and flown to Denver. And 3 days later, he got a liver transplant.
Oh, my goodness.
This kid literally went from the state high school wrestling tournament to a Denver hospital bed within 24 hours. And 3 days later, had a new liver. Mom and dad and a couple of sisters had checked into our Denver house during all of this rather traumatic ordeal. Unfortunately, the liver didn't take, and so several weeks later, he and his mom were still here. He had to get a second liver transplant. Ugh. This was midsummer by then. And the good news is his second transplant has worked, and he was with us until around Halloween, but now he's back in Kansas. And during this crazy 3-4 month ordeal, he graduated from high school. Unfortunately, of course, missed the graduation, but he's now home with a new liver, and we certainly hope that it works out long term. So, we have a preemie on one hand and a 17-year-old with a new liver on the other hand, and I think that really tells our story well.
Yeah, it really does. You're so right. It must be really hard for these families when they have to be away from their home, as we talked about, for so long, and then you put the holidays coming into it. So how do you help make those days special for them at the Ronald McDonald House?
Well, we do try to celebrate everything we can. So even at Halloween, we had costume parties and candy all over the place. This Thanksgiving weekend, we have a kind family coming in to the Denver house to cook a full-blown Thanksgiving meal for everyone who's here. The Aurora house will also have a Thanksgiving dinner. And at Christmas time, we pull out all the stops. We've already decorated the house for Christmas, since you guys are going to be here for Radiothon.
Right.
We got to be ready for the season. And but we will set up a Santa's workshop in the basement of each house, and lots of donated toys come our way this time of the year. So basically, every family that's here during December can do their Christmas shopping in our basement for free.
Oh,
so
wow.
they can get all the toys they need for the kids who are here, the kids who are at home. We have gift cards and all kinds of things. And so we try to make it as easy and nice as possible. Around Christmas and New Year's, we'll also have special meals provided by volunteers, and probably some extra music in those days as well. So, we make it as comfortable as we can, but obviously we know that it's hard to be away. So we try to make it celebratory and comfortable for everybody.
Well, I have seen firsthand all the little things and some of the little things that you do. And volunteers are always a big part of it. How can volunteers help you right now?
Well, they're really a core of what we do, and they do everything from helping man our front desk and check in families, serve them whatever they need, get them whatever they need. They help stock our kitchens. Some of them provide music on our grand pianos that we have in each of our lobbies at each house. We also have a small group of volunteers who have certified therapy dogs who bring their dogs in to visit with the families during the week. But the biggest group of volunteers we have are ones who come and do meals, which I've mentioned. We have volunteer-led meals where volunteers do the shopping and plan the menu and then come and cook in our community kitchens and serve meals to families in each of our houses. And that's always a big deal. And our goal is to provide as many dinners in particular, but we also do brunches and breakfasts. So the volunteers do a great job helping feed our families, and it's families really appreciate it after a hard day at the hospital.
Well, and I know you also have a program where volunteers can work with a chef and kind of have like a cooking class too, right?
Yeah. We actually added that this year, and it's gone extremely well, been very well received. So we now have two part-time chefs, one in each house, one in Denver, one in Aurora. And on Tuesday nights, volunteers can come, groups of 48 volunteers can come and work with the chef to prepare the meal. The great thing is volunteers don't have to buy the food and plan the menu because the chefs do that for them. Volunteers do have to collectively give us $500 for the meal. So they just come in at 4 o'clock on Tuesday, meet the chef. The chef already has all the ingredients in the menu plan and a bit of a head start on the cooking. But then the chef walks the volunteers through they always make the salad together and they always make part of the entree together. And sometimes the dessert, and they basically get a little cooking class around, you know, knife, how to use a knife appropriately.
Yes, yes.
How to do things that the average cook doesn't necessarily ever learn. But when you have a professional chef, you can learn all the tricks of the trade. So they have a lot of fun. But in the end, the families get a wonderful meal. And that's obviously our ultimate goal. And the volunteers have a great experience. They do have to stay and help clean up after the meal, too. So you're still in here for 3 or 4 hours.
But right.
It's a lot less stressful than if you pull it all together yourself.
Yeah, I think it's such a great program. So for folks that want to get involved, whether it's with that program or maybe they want to make an early donation to the Light the Houses Radiothon that Cozy 101.1 is going to be doing on the 30th, what do they need to do?
Well, you guys already have it live on your website because I looked yesterday.
Yes.
And it's also live on our website. So if they go to Cozy website or to Ronald McDonald House of Denver, and our website is rmhc-denver.org, either website, you'll find a click here and give to the Radiothon option. And so you can make a gift today or anytime going forward. Through that, you can also find other information on the rmhc-denver.org website about other kinds of gifts you can do. We also participate in Colorado Gives Day on December 5th. So if for some reason you forget about us until December 5th, you can always also give to us through Colorado Gives Day. If you miss Colorado Gives Day, our site will still be open for the rest of the year, obviously. So you can always come to the RMHC Denver website and make a gift if you'd like. All gifts over $250, by the way, if you're a Colorado resident, they qualify for the Colorado State Child Care Contribution Credit. So you actually get a 50% credit on the gift. So, for example, if you give us $500, we'll send you a form in January that says you can take $250 off your tax bill. So your $500 gift actually only costs you $250 after you get your $250 credit next year on your taxes. So
yeah.
it's a really sweet deal.
Yeah, I was going to say it really is a sweet deal. And what a great way to give back. What kind of gifts are you needing right now as we're going into the end of the year? I know you talked about the Christmas presents. I know money is always needed. Specifically, is there anything else that you need?
You know, we have year round, we have a wish list on our website, and the wish list includes things like toilet paper and cleaning supplies and canned food and other kinds of food staples to have in our kitchens. When volunteers aren't here cooking, our families can and do cook for themselves in some community kitchens we have, and we always want to provide as much food as we can. So we have food pantries that are free for the families as well. So sometimes companies around this time of year like to do food drives, toy drives, or other wish list item drives, and our website always has up-to-date information. In fact, we also have a registry on Amazon, so if you go to Amazon, you can actually find Ronald McDonald House Denver and see what our top items are, and it's very easy to order, obviously, and have them shipped directly to us if you'd like to do that.
I was going to say, who doesn't love having that Amazon delivery right at their fingertips? It makes it so easy to give. John Burton is Vice President of Development for the Ronald McDonald Houses of Denver. Thank you so much for your time today. What is that website one more time for folks who are ready to give and help you out?
rmhc-denver.org. And thank you very much for having us. Thanks for the radiothon you're going to be doing with us in a few days. We really appreciate the partnership. Thank you.
Well, it is always our pleasure. And I will remind you that at KOSI101.com, we actually have up already the link so you can donate to the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Denver. And you do make an early donation right now. We'll put you in the drawing for a $1,000 Cherry Creek Shopping Center gift card. That is when you become a Ray of Hope. So all the details are online. KOSI101.com. I'm Melissa Moore. Thank you for joining me for this Sunday morning for Mile High Magazine. And now